Welcome back to another season of Scoop with a Soup. I'm Christy Martin, Superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Each episode, we'll sit down with guests from across our district to share updates, highlight events, and give you a behind-the-scenes look at the changes and successes shaping our district. This is the place to get the real scoop from the soup.
Well, hello, I am here. It's show week at Whitmer High School, and we're very excited about our fall play. And I'm here with some special guests. I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Lance. I play Polly Allen Puffer and Props Master.
Okay.
I am Mrs. Andrea Schreiner, Director.
I'm Jordan Buchanan. I'm the Student Director.
I'm Mason Davis, and I play Grandpa Miller.
Well, thank you. We're very excited. I always get excited about the fall plays and the spring musical. So excited about Junie B. Jones this year as well. Let's talk a little bit about, I guess, Mrs. Schreiner, you want to kick off and tell us a little bit about why Junie B. and how you pick a fall play? I know this is always a big reveal. Would you share a little bit about that process?
So Whitmer High School actually did a series, a part in the Junie B. Jones series in 2018. We did Junie B. Jones Is Not a Crook, and we had a tremendous turnout. The district, the community, everybody, like the kids, everybody loved it. It was colorful and bright and fun. We had a confetti cannon. And I thought, you know, with the gloomier weather setting in and people being overextended, why not revisit that? So we're doing Junie B. Jones Toothless Wonder. So it is a different version of Junie B. Jones, but in that same series by Barbara Parks.
Well, thank you for sharing. I'm going to ask the cast and crew, have any of you read Junie B. prior to being in the fall play or auditioning?
Yes, I read it like all the time when I was younger, and me and my twin sister Riley, who actually plays Junie B., would go home and like either read them to each other, even though we couldn't really read that well, or we would pretend to be like her. So it's kind of ironic now that she's playing Junie B.
That's hilarious. So we obviously have the cast picked well. How about you?
This is actually a first time for me. I have never read a Junie B. Jones book, so this is all new to me.
Okay. Lance?
I did read them when I was younger. I read like the first three, mostly the Stupid Smelly Bus, because that's the one that we had, and I thought it was hilarious, and I hated the school bus, and I was like, I understand.
So you could relate to Junie B. Well, not everybody loves Junie B. I mean, she's a little, you know, controversial at times. Mrs. Schreiner, do you have any opinions about Junie B. Jones and any past experience with her?
Yeah, so I know that her books for some parents are not the first choice because she's sassy, you know, mm-hmm. to quote Katie Peters on this. But I personally love Junie B. I think she's a real kid.
She absolutely is a real kid.
Little kids are honest. They have no filter, mm-hmm. and they say what they feel, and their emotions are big. Mm-hmm. And as we get older, we learn to filter our emotions, hopefully better as adults. But I love her authenticity. I love her honesty. And the things that she says, one of the lines that she has in the show is her teacher says, "I don't want you to get into a spat," which means an argument with another kid in the class. And she says, "Oh, my mother doesn't let me spat, not even on the sidewalk." So it's just also like the use of language, I think, is very true to little kids. So I love Junie B. for her honesty.
I appreciate that. We do, when it's a kid-friendly or young kid-friendly, I should say, fall play, we bring kids over for a sneak peek. Is that happening this year?
Yes, we are doing a preview on the 18th. For the third graders in Washington Local District, and they are so excited. We actually have a group of kids going to Meadowvale as well to their library time because they're reading Toothless Wonder. So it's also encouraging kids to read.
Yes.
Too, which is a double win.
Absolutely. So I love that. I love when we can bring our kids over. And I think I've been at those previews. And what happens, though, is, you know, we stop at a certain point and the kids are just like, oh, and they're so disappointed because we want them to come to the fall play and see the rest of it. And it does work.
It does work, but we're giving them the whole thing this
year.
We are giving
the
whole thing. We can't do that this time. Not with Junie B. Okay. They're getting the whole thing.
I love that. Any sneak peeks or favorite parts so far? I know you guys have been rehearsing since forever, probably. When did rehearsals start?
They started in about, I would say, September. Is okay. that right? I think one of my favorite things about Junie B is that it allows us to all like be in touch with our inner child, even as crew members. Like Mrs. Schreiner is allowing us to dress up as kids, even though crew is supposed to wear crew black, but she's giving us that freedom. And just like having a place after school, especially with this show, that you can just go and like be free and be yourself, especially with Junie B Jones, is really nice.
That's wonderful. Do you have anything to share? What's your favorite part of rehearsal so far, or maybe a favorite scene or anything you want to... I always like in these podcasts to get a little sneak peek of something to expect.
I really like the scene where they first show... I don't want to give too much away. Like, they show a certain character. Oh, sorry. I forgot about the thing. She talks about, like, characters from her dreams or what her perspective of the Tooth Fairy is.
Okay.
And that is my favorite part, because I have a small part where I get to step out and talk to the audience, which I never get to do.
Okay.
So it's my favorite part.
I'll be watching or listening for that part. Something, before we started talking, I don't know what, but I heard something about a toilet. So now I feel like someone has to tell me the rest of the story.
Yes. I don't want to say too much, but let's just say me and Judy B. Jones fix the toilet.
Okay. Well, there's all these little things that I'm going to need to definitely see. So thank you for sharing a little toilet scene, I think. You know, it's funny that you say that, because I've worked with Mrs. Schreiner for many, many years, and she always has something interesting. I mean, maybe not that interesting this time, but like, we've had horses on stage and motorcycles, yes, and just you name it, she's probably done it. So I'm always surprised what can occur in a fall play or a spring musical. So talk to me about the dates of the show, because it is show week. This goes out on show week. So when are the dates, and how do we get tickets? And
so it's this weekend, November 20th through the 23rd. The Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night shows are at 7. The Sunday show is at 2. And you can get tickets by using the link. You can go to Washington or WLS4kids.org. And there's a space on there to get event tickets. And happily, this year we have a button that says specifically theater events or theater tickets on there that are separated out from the other events. So it's really, really user friendly. It's easy to find. Thank you to the district for that as well. So yeah, it's the link or going to the website.
One of the things that I think we might not realize about practicing and getting ready for a play is the number of hours that you spend here at school. Mm-hmm. And I think unless you've kind of lived it, I don't think people realize. So talk to me about what this week of the play looks like. Just let's give a, who can talk? I mean, you've all been in them before, I'm guessing. Okay. Yeah. So talk to me about what this week looks like.
Well, we're all staying after until at least 6:30, and some people decide to stay after to paint or to like rehearse a little bit more or anything like that. I think people don't realize that all this stuff doesn't magically happen in even the rehearsal time that we do have. Rehearsals used to go, Ms. Schreiner said, till like 9-10 o'clock. So even with the rehearsal time that we have, people are still doing things outside of school. Mrs. Schreiner said how she spent like 6 hours working on our program. But you do get tired, but you never get tired of it. You never get tired of the actual thing. Like, so there are days where you're sleepy or you're zoning out, but you're never sad that you're there. You're happy to be doing it.
I love that perspective. And it's most days. And when it gets closer to, I know at first it's maybe not every day. It's, you know, a couple times a week. But like these last couple weeks, I'm guessing you've been there every day for lots of hours. Yeah. So I think you get some food towards the end usually.
Yes,
so.
Yes. We feed them eventually. Yeah, that's Mason's favorite part.
Actually, we do have a snack closet provided at Whitmer Theater where people can bring things in, like waters and snacks, so we can eat that during our rehearsals. Like, we don't just go stranded or anything.
I love that. Plug for your snack closet. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you, parents.
Yes, and glad to know that you are having snacks and water and doing well, because it's taxing on, you're in school all day, then you do that all evening. And I know some people have jobs and other commitments, and so it is a lot. It's like a sport. I don't know if people always think about it, but really is. You're spending that same amount of time in there. Okay, let's all go around. Share one thing that you're most excited about, or that maybe something that you just don't like. I mean, there's things that maybe you don't like about rehearsal or getting ready or any of that. So do you have anything? Lance, we'll start with you.
I'm unofficially Mary Poppins, and I have everything in my bag, so I'll be trying to do my makeup, and I'll be like, I'll put like one line of eyeliner, and someone's like, hey, do you have a band-aid? Yeah, here's a band-aid. Gotta put on another. It takes 16 years for me to do my makeup.
That's true. I love that, and you called yourself Mary Poppins, so I love that. We'll go back. We'll end with you, Mrs. Schreiner.
One thing that's kind of hard is being the same age as my peers as a student director, having to tell them, I don't want to say what to do, but kind of how to do it, you know, making sure they're doing the right thing. And sometimes, you know, people aren't always attentive to that, which I understand because they're never being told by someone the same age as them what to do. So that's kind of hard for me. But as the rehearsal process, like, continues, it gets easier and easier. And I have people like Mrs. Schreiner and Miss Caitlin and Mr. K and Mr. Schreiner all, like, by my side, you know, making sure that people are attentive to what I say.
I love that.
For me, it's putting on makeup. I cannot put on stage makeup. I sweat, it melts off. So I always got to get someone to do my makeup for me, because if I do it, it's all lopsided.
Well, the good
I'm
thing
two
is
shades too dark or two shades hilarious. Too light.
There are people that are really good at it, and it's definitely a talent. So, I mean, even in your normal life, it's a talent who does it well and who doesn't. So I appreciate that. That's funny. Mary Poppins probably has something in her bag for you. So no, love that about it. Love that the fall play is coming up. We're really excited about that. One of the things I always ask my guests before we end. Oh, I didn't ask you. What do you have anything you want to share? First of all, before I get to my question, anything quirky that you don't like, or that you want, fun fact or anything else that you'd like to share?
So one thing that I'll end with the thing that I like. The one thing I don't like is the fact that this is, and I don't want to get emotional, but my last fall play with my seniors. These are all seniors in here with us. I'm not ready for them to go because they are just extraordinary kids. And I've worked with a lot of kids throughout the years, and it's just it's hard. It's hard to see them go, even though they're moving on to amazing things, going to be teachers and chefs, future chefs and future. What are you doing, Lance?
I'm going into opera.
Oh. Future opera singers, you know, so they need their wings, but that's hard for me. That's the one thing I don't like.
Because you spend so much time with them, and mm-hmm. you don't just come in and start. Like, you do your, I think you still do your circles, yes. where you just really, you guys bond and you're a team, and there's a lot that goes into that. It's not just showing yes. up and doing the work. Right. There's a lot of relationship building.
Yeah, so. Am I able to add to that? Yeah,
absolutely.
Not only is it, like, hard for Mrs. Schreiner, but it's also hard for us because, you know, like, school, like, we don't see our parents all the time, you know, like, with school, and then we have rehearsal. So having, like, Mrs. Schreiner and other adults there, like, those are adults that we have formed personal connections with mm-hmm. that, like, we could call family. So it's not like we're just leaving a teacher that teaches us a subject, which is amazing, but she teaches us love and hard work and dedication and those type of things.
So. Jordan, what you just said is what we love about Washington Local. So thank you for sharing that. Mm. Okay, you have a negative.
Oh, well, that was my negative.
Is okay. The I positive. Know, you were ending with the positive.
It was a sugar-coated negative. but yeah, so I'm sad to see the seniors go. The one thing that I love in particular about the show that we're doing is the set concept. We're moving some set pieces to the front of the stage, which so it's actually off the stage where the orchestra would be for a musical, and we haven't done that in a very long time, probably since 2013.
Okay.
So the conceptualization of the set is a little different.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. I love little sneak peeks. So mm-hmm. The last question, I started to say this earlier, that I ask is, you've been in Washington Local, and I don't know how long all of you have been in Washington Local Schools, but I do ask all the guests, what's your favorite thing about being in Washington Local Schools? We'll start this way with Mason.
Definitely the teachers. I have, as a person with a learning disability, I've definitely formed strong relationships with my teachers and my special ed teachers. And some of them really mean a lot to me, and I still talk to them after high school and till this day.
Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that.
I think my favorite thing is the clubs and the sports and the arts, because it causes you to see that, like, even students before they joined that club or the arts that maybe didn't walk with people in the hallway or speak to people in class, after, you know, joining those clubs and those sports, now they have groups of people saying hi to them or saying they like their outfit. So I think just the emotional and the physical that comes with, like, people meeting each other.
I love that you're sharing that about the connections. And that's, again, one of our favorite things about Washington Locals. There's something for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, the kids, hands down. A lot of people, and I tell the kids this, a lot of people like to, you know, kind of look at teenagers with a side eye, because they always get the rap for being, you know, just problems. And I don't see that. I love working with kids. I like working with kids more than I like working with adults, if I'm being honest. And no offense to the adults that I work with, because you're amazing too. But I love that kids have this level of empathy and they are looking for a sense of belonging. And when you allow them the opportunity to flourish in those things, they're incredible. And it's really a privilege every single year to watch kids show up in the auditorium and they're locked in a shell. And then by the end of a production process, they have completely come out of their chrysalis and they've found their wings and they do things that they were always told or didn't believe that they could do. That is it for me.
And with your guidance, for sure. Yes.
Thank you.
I like the opportunities, like throughout Washington Local, like you have the opportunity to, like when you're a kid, they say like you can be anything you want to be, but in Washington Local, it feels a little more possible with all the different CTC programs, all the different clubs, all the different sports. You can literally be anything, or at least for 4 years.
I think you could be a commercial for us. Because KP and I say this all the time, and we try to package that message that you just said, and it's just so true. We always say that. If you're not involved or you're not involved in something, it's let's get you connected, because there's got to be something here at Whitmer High School that everyone can connect to. That's what we love about our jobs and our district. So thank you all for being on here today. Good luck. I guess break a leg, and we will see you this week.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Scoop with a Soup, where we discuss all things Washington Local. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more stories, updates, and voices from around the district. Until next time, go Panthers!